Rick, recovery efforts are continuing following the recent flooding, with road repairs going on at the state and local level. And also there is a lot of activity to remove mold and repair damaged homes. Could this kind of recovery effort lead to the creation of more jobs?
It will. It has, and it will, obviously for the wrong reasons, you know, and in that way, it's kind of the same as a hurricane, that it destroys our wealth, our built structures, our built roadways, and it replaces it with spending, hopefully funded by insurance. But now we've got the good news that the federal government via FEMA is going to pay at least part of the bill. And so that means then that money will come in and create spending where otherwise not all that many people were going to take up their carpet, replace the bottom 2 feet of their sheetrock, or do any of the other things that are being done right now across Northwest Florida. So we will have increased spending. And so, yes, that will create jobs, but obviously creating them for the wrong reason.
And temporarily, pretty much.
They will be temporary, pulling a lot of people into the workforce who might not be participating, actively looking for work at this time of year with school out, or people who were more habitually unemployed. There's a lot of labor out there available for people who are willing to show up for work. Of course, the issue is that many employers, given the extreme rapidity, the short-term nature of this, they're having to hire people that may require a couple of weeks of training, perhaps. And so that makes it tough in those particular areas. And so, yes, the day labor market right now is through the roof. And that's great to put cash in those folks' pockets. It's not going to be sustainable over the long term, though, as you mentioned.
Let's keep the focus on jobs for a moment and specifically talk about unemployment. Looking at the big picture, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week by about 26,000.
The good news is that 26,000 drop in initial jobless claims was more than economists who follow the market had expected. The consensus forecast was for a 20,000 drop. And so those are good numbers. And then importantly, if you look at so-called continuing claims, people who have been on unemployment and are continuing to be on unemployment, that fell from 2.76 million people down to 2.7 million people, and we'd expected it to fall a little bit, but it fell much more than expected. So the number of folks on continuing claims is down. But as we look at the employment numbers, and you and I discussed this in the jobs report first part of the month just last week, a lot of that drop in continuing claims is happening because people have exhausted their unemployment benefits. They're now out of the labor force because they're not reporting themselves as actively looking for the purpose of receiving benefits. And so their continuing claims are down, but unfortunately they're down largely for the wrong reason.
Now, Rick, checking the latest from Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen, or Chairwoman Janet Yellen, she's apparently feeling pretty good about the direction of the U.S. economy, but noted one area of apparent concern, and that would be the housing sector.
Sure. She actually testified this week to the Joint Economic Committee at Congress, and she got some pretty tough questioning from Representative Brady of Texas. He's the chair of the JEC, and he referred to her philosophy as a, quote, don't worry, be happy, unquote, approach to monetary policy, which I think is a little bit unfair. But, you know, looking at Chair Yellen's testimony, she said, well, the economy is going to get better. But if we look at it realistically, that's kind of because you can't fall off the floor if the economy is only growing at 0.1% annualized rate in quarter one of 2014. It's got nowhere to go but up, hopefully. But she did go so far as to say is we're going to beat last year's overall performance of a 2.6% increase in GDP. And to do that, we'd need to see GDP numbers above 3% for the rest of the year. And quarter two is actually looking pretty good. So yes, the economy is looking good, but it wasn't quite the reassuring prospect that Representative Brady and others wanted to hear.
And housing just hasn't sustained the recovery nationally that it had, say, even last year.
That's right. And Chair Yellen mentioned that housing is a weak spot. And given that mortgage rates took a week's respite just in the last few days, they've come down a bit. But the overall trend in mortgage interest rates has been upward. And given that it's tougher for people because they don't have equity in their homes, and those that could refinance, by and large, have already refinanced, and that still the job market is tough, so that the new household formation rate is not yet where it needs to be to finance large-scale growth in the housing market. Not lots of young couples out there buying houses right now. And it's also clear that attitudes about housing, that it's a bulletproof investment, have changed as well. So put all those factors together, rising interest rates, and particularly the job market challenges in the end of the refinancing boom. And that means that, yes, the mortgage market, the home sales market, looks a little bit weaker than it has.
Anything else?
Well, the good news is that we fell so far in Florida that we actually continue to see some pickup, and our trends in terms of home sales are not headed in the downward direction. They're continuing to rise as they have been for the last 4 years.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.